Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Laurentian plans to sell 9% of its land, 5 buildings to province. Those who have been following the aftermath of Laurentian University's insolvency finally have some information about what assets LU plans to sell to the province of Ontario as it prepares to pay out its creditors. Laurentian University has established an agreement on a term sheet for the sale of real estate worth up to $53.5 million, said a press release issued June 8. The term sheet will help Laurentian University implement its plan of arrangement as part of the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, process. This term sheet outlines a proposed structure for the transaction which allows the province of Ontario to purchase 7 university parcels of land, allowing both parties to explore the potential transaction. The school has not identified those 7 parcels of land. After due diligence, including consultations with Indigenous communities, specific assets will be confirmed for sale. Read the full story here. Pedestrian struck by car sent to hospital with serious injuries. A pedestrian struck on Larch Street yesterday was transported to hospital with serious injuries. A Greater Sudbury police spokesperson confirmed to Sudbury.com that on June 8 around 10:35 a.m. officers were dispatched to a collision involving a pedestrian at the intersection of Larch Street at Lisgar Street. The intersection of Larch at Lisgar is closed while the traffic management unit is on scene. The investigation into the collision is ongoing, said GSPS. Students, custodian maced, shot with pellet gun at LaSalle Sec. 4 students and 1 adult received minor injuries and 2 people were arrested after a weapons incident involving bear mace and a pellet gun near LaSalle Secondary School on Wednesday morning. Greater Sudbury Police said in a written statement that just before 11:15 a.m. June 7, officers were dispatched to the area of LaSalle Boulevard at Paquette Street in relation to a weapons complaint. Information provided was that a group of individuals had been bear maced and 1 individual had been shot with a pellet gun by 2 individuals wearing masks. 4 students and 1 adult were treated for minor injuries, said police. Officers quickly located and arrested a 19-year-old woman and a 21-year-old man in relation to the incident. Read the full story here. Sudbury Health Unit offers advice about West Nile virus. The Sudbury Health Unit is warning area residents to be wary of the possibility of being infected with West Nile virus. Whether you are spending time in your backyard, exploring local trails, or vacationing in Ontario, getting bitten by mosquitoes puts you at risk of being infected with West Nile virus, said the release from Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The release also said the risk is low, but it is still possible. Although the overall risk of becoming infected with West Nile virus is low, everyone is at risk and preventing bites is important to protect yourself and your family, said Ashley DeRockies, an environmental support officer with Public Health Sudbury and Districts. Citizens are advised to use an insect repellent approved by Health Canada and follow the application recommendations on the package. Read the full story here. Pets and animals. Sun is out and so are the porcupines. As the weather warms, we have traded out snowblowers and boots for lawnmowers and sandals. Some of us are dusting off the camping gear while others are stockpiling antihistamines. For our pets, there are a few injuries that are seen more commonly in the summer. Rising temperatures increase the frequency of hot spots. Heat stress, porcupines and skunks are more prevalent, and soft tissue injuries from fishing hooks, fences, sticks or animal bite wounds become more frequent. Hot spots are raw, moist, incredibly itchy lesions on the skin that start small, but spread quickly due to self-trauma, licking, scratching, chewing, at the area. The initial cause of the lesion can be due to a number of things: not drying properly after swimming, an underlying allergy, injury or external parasites, for example. The key to treatment for hot spots is to control pain, inflammation and infection. Read the full story here. Cancer Fighter Gifts, Healing Bench, to Coniston Garden. A local cancer survivor who has raised more than $18,000 for breast cancer and to assist those fighting the disease has donated a bench of hope to accompany a healing garden in Centennial Park in Coniston. The bench is a fitting addition to the healing garden, which was erected in honor of that cancer survivor, Kimberly Wahama Deschenes, while she was undergoing cancer treatment a decade ago. 10 years ago today at 2 p.m., I was diagnosed, she told a small crowd of supporters on hand for the unveiling of the Bench of Hope. I wanted to do something special for Coniston as you dedicated the Healing Garden in my name when I was going through my treatments. Thank you to the Northern Cancer Foundation and to Senti's Tile for partnering with me on this initiative for my 10th anniversary of survivorship. The Bench of Hope will be a seat to pray and reflect as you look into the Healing Garden filled with beautiful colored flowers. Read the full story here. More smoke in the forecast today. Expect a high of 24 for Friday with widespread smoke continuing to make the skies hazy. The UV index today is 7 or high. For night, expect cloudy periods and an overnight low of 12.